Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a new day to stay with you, walk with you. Why? Because we live by faith. We walk by faith. And so we thank you as we draw close now. We thank you. You're again there to refresh us and keep us in the faith walk, in the path that you've set out for us, not turning to the left or turning to the right. So thank you for this word this morning, Lord. Let it be new and afresh to us, Father God, to stay in the truth and stay in the light as you are in the lighting. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. Sorry I'm a bit early this morning, but the lights are going out at 5 and I've let Anita sleep. I need to go out fishing this morning. So yeah, our readings is 2 Timothy 3, and it's from verse 8, and it talks about there's people that have no knowledge of the truth. They're always learning, but never arriving at the knowledge of the truth. And then he goes on to say, just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these people also oppose the truth. Men corrupt in mind and disqualified regarding the truth, but they will not get very far, for their folly will be plain to all, as was that of these two men. So he's talking, you know, in our walk and out there, there is going to come clevers, worldly people, carnal Christians, or whatever, to try to move you away from the solid foundation of building on Christ, looking to Christ, hearing from Christ, and doing that which is required, living by faith. So these examples comes from the time of Moses, when he was commissioned by God for a purpose. And so we all need to be commissioned by God, and we stay in the purpose, we stay in the light of his love, and we adding to our faith goodness, knowledge, self-control, all the fruits of the Spirit. This is us putting faith in the word. So it's all qualities of faith, because without this, it goes on to say in that day, then you will have abundant provision in the kingdom, because you're in the kingdom now, you'll have abundant provision in the kingdom. And it goes on even to say in that day, you won't stumble. So it's this is the life we live. So it's so important that we know there is the testings that come, but we stand fast in the truth. We stand in the leadings of the Spirit. And just as Moses had to do there. And so they came against Moses, and that was a scenario where God told him to take his staff and then throw it down, and it became a snake. And then these magicians came, and they also threw down their staffs, and it became snakes. But then Moses' snake ate up their snake, so it overwhelmed and showed the superiority when things are of God, and then God watches over it. And then numerous times they would come against, when Moses heard from God, done something, they would come and they would also could do it. But it came right up to a point where they couldn't compete any longer. And that was when the Lord let the gnats mosquitoes or whatever it was come up. Then they couldn't. And then they actually acknowledged that the finger of God or the hand of God is upon, this is of God, and the hand of God is upon this man, Moses. So, yeah, so even them started realizing they got to wake up. This is not the right way. And so it's just saying to us and telling us, you know, when you choose to live by faith in it, you're going to get opposition, but you need to stay fast. Amen. You're serving a living God. And it's about serving this living God. And in serving him, you stay in the faith, in the boundaries he's got for you. And that's how you serving mankind as well. So you can't jump to what they like or what they don't like, or you should be doing this or you should be doing that. You stay pleasing to your commanding officer. And that's what it's all about. And then, but why is that so important? Because that's where you have his provision. When you're on the highway, on the path of faith, on the highway of holiness together with him, that's where your God is together with you. So that's so important. And then you can go, the lessons here with God working with Moses is also so relevant for us to go further, and can go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and we see the many testings that came there, and people were taken out because they didn't stay in tune and didn't respect what God was doing at that day and that hour and at that time. So it's the same now. We tested, and we go through testings, but we're going to look to the Lord. And then 1 Corinthians 10 from verse 11 gives you some good encouragement. He says, for us who the end of the ages have come, we stay in that eternal realities, and that eternal realities are found in faith. That we are already in the abundant life, the resurrection life, the spiritual life, and we need to stay in it. And then it goes on also to say, the testings that come will become common to man. So it's the common things that we came out of. But remember, we're not common men and women now. We're children of the living God. So we stay in tune with the living God. And then he says, and we won't be tested beyond what we can handle. And we won't fall. Before that, it says, take heed lest you fall. Because we won't be tested beyond what we can handle. And God will show us or make us a way of escape. And then even in the midst of that trial, be enduring. And those are the qualities that is necessary. Add to your faith, goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance. Those are all the qualities we need to have as a child of the living God. So, brothers and sisters, stay in the faith, because God is for you and not against you. In Jesus' name, amen.